Good evening. How is everybody doing up in the great Northeast? I'm not there right now. I'm down here in Red State America. This is Lee Papa, writer of the blog The Rude Pundit, and you are listening to Cheater and the Rude on the Progressive Radio Network. Joining me later will be co-host Jeff Kreisler, calling in from San Francisco. Neither of us actually in the New York City area, yeah, so we are part of the nation, the Progressive Radio Nation that is listening in, and part of the world, I guess. The world is going to be listening in, and the world right now, all eyes are on London because the Summer Olympics, well, some of the events have actually even gotten started. I think soccer and whatever, I'm sure some other bullshit sport like soccer has gotten started. Yeah, soccer. They play for 75 minutes without stopping, blah, blah, blah. Sorry. Any sport where you can stop a game by rolling on the ground and crying as if you're hurt when you're not really hurt is not really a great sport. So, sorry, every other nation on earth except America. We're right and you're wrong. But hey, jingoism aside, Mitt Romney is overseas. He's in London right now. And, he's saying some pretty stupid fucking things over there. He's on a tour of Europe and the world, I guess. So I think that he's actually said enough stupid shit that he's insulted the British. Now, you know, we know the British know how to take an insult, but Mitt Romney said some really, really stupid shit. He said apparently Romney was devoid of charm, warmth, or humor, or sincerity when meeting with British officials, said a Daily Mail reporter, and that it's actually been called something of a shambles that Romney said about the Olympics. He actually insulted the Olympics, saying that their security wasn't really up to snuff yet, let me read it to you in full, because you know you really need to get the full context of it, because we know that with Mitt Romney you never want to quote him out of context, because you know, who knows what he might do with it, or you don't want to say things out of context. So we want to be honest about what Mitt Romney's words are, unlike what Mitt Romney is with others. So Romney said he was being interviewed by Brian Williams of NBC, and Williams asked Romney about the Olympics and in London, and Romney said there are a few things that were disconcerting. Stories about the private security firm not having enough people, the supposed strike of the immigration and customs officials, that obviously is not something which is encouraging. Now, you know, Romney's wife has a horse, Rafalka, that is actually competing in dressage in the Olympics, which, by the way, again, this is what you can get a medal for, is having an expensive enough horse that knows how to jump over shit because you've beaten it so much that it's scared to do something else. Sure, whatever. So the David Cameron, who is the Prime Minister of Britain, responded, "We are holding an Olympic Games in one of the busiest, most active, bustling cities anywhere in the world. Of course, it's easier if you hold an Olympic Games in the middle of nowhere." Romney, of course, you know, was in charge of the Olympics in Salt Lake City, which, if you've ever been to Salt Lake City, and I have, is in the middle of fucking nowhere. It is in a barren wasteland devoid of really any warmth or humanity, and you can pretty much assume that that's what formed Romney's character. And it's also, of course, you know, Mormon paradise. So yeah, he's been kind of a dick, and they've been treating him like a dick overseas. Because, you know, what are we gonna do? What else is Romney gonna do? He's overseas. He's trying to present himself as the reasonable alternative to the president. And, I mean, what else has he got? I mean, what is he going to do? Is he going to go over there and talk about, I don't know, maybe he's going to promise to outsource some jobs to London. Maybe he's going to promise that he won't invade Great Britain, considering that his speech to the veterans of foreign wars was all about the myriad countries that he wants to invade. I think by the time he's done, he wants to invade Iran, definitely Iran, and then he'll want to invade where else? Probably Syria. Yeah, I think there'll be an invasion of Syria. And where else? Where else is Mitt Romney going to invade? He's gonna invade all over the freaking place. He's gonna just invade, and that's his foreign policy. That is the Mitt Romney foreign policy: make America strong again. Because, you know, we're certainly not showing any strength with all of our just random bombing of shit. And so, hey, Giselle, are you there, Giselle? Hey. Oh, you should answer the phone. You should get Jeff on here. So we're constantly being reminded of just what a jerk-off Romney is on a daily basis, simply by the way in which he keeps manipulating the speech of Barack Obama's.
Yes. Testify, brother. Testify.
Yes. Hey, it's Jeff Chrysler, everybody. Back from
hey.
The dead.
Sorry, 8 o'clock comes around faster on the West Coast.
Yes, I've said. I'm down in Louisiana. And
I'm over in San Francisco.
Wow, neither of us is in the proper time zone.
That's okay, because apparently there's a death spiral attacking New York right now.
I know. I saw that on the Weather Channel. So everybody up there in New York, stay out of the center of the tornado.
Stay out of the center and stay tuned to PRN. We're moving spirally. You're getting killed by global warming. Hey, see?
Hey. So, already down here it's been festive. You want to know how?
How?
Well, let's see. My nephew-in-law, that would be...
Wait, is this more banjo music? I should play in the background.
Yes.
Banjo.
Can you play some banjo? And so, that he came over yesterday to my family manse, and he was wearing a rebel flag shirt that talked about the Dixie rising again. He's a Marine.
So what? There are Marines that aren't assholes also. Do we always have to say that?
Oh, you know what? Here's some soldiers that did some awful things. But don't worry, most soldiers aren't awful. Isn't that implied? It's sort of like, you know, saying that you can't go to movie theaters anymore because every...
You're really going to do this?
Idiot.
You're gonna do it.
Huh?
You're going to do it. You're going to go right into the movie theater. You're not even going to give it a week.
No, fuck that.
Okay, go ahead.
Saw what my first reaction to the movie theater thing was. My first reaction was, damn, Mitt Romney will do anything to change the story from his tax return.
Boom. Shut it on.
Yeah. So, anyway, yeah, just like, so are we supposed to say now that, oh, no, you know, anybody in costume that goes to a movie theater is automatically going to shoot the place up?
Yes.
Anyway, so, but he's you know, such a, I just sort of let it go. I let it go because of my little 11-year-old niece, who's not the one that's married to the nephew-in-law, even though this is the South, she informed me that at her Catholic school, they told her that Barack Obama is trying to force the Catholic Church to pay for abortions.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Although, if you're going to lie, why not lie big and say that Barack Obama is getting money from the Catholic Church to perform abortions himself?
He's going to get money from the Catholic Church to what? To very late term abort all of the boys that were molested by the Catholic Church?
Yes, and he's going to get money from the Catholic Church to take all of their white daughters on dates and impregnate them just so he can have Michelle Obama perform abortions on them.
Good, good.
As far as I want to go, were you talking about what a douche nozzle Mitt Romsdom is out in London town?
I was talking about it. I was saying, holy crap, what a funny, funny fucking thing.
The fun thing today is related to Olympics for me was not just, as you may have called him, insulting the country several times over the years, and the London mayor, who himself is a nutter, as you can't be able to say, calling out Mitt Romney, but the revelations about the Salt Lake City Olympics that he ran. I mean, you probably remember, I guess last week came out, that uniforms then he outsourced to Burma, and now I guess there are these five Olympic pins that he had made then, four of which had his face on them, and the fifth was a baseball mitt that said Mitt on it.
Yeah.
And those were outsourced to China. Making of those were outsourced to China.
Wow.
And there was I can't remember what the role was, but there was some sort of granite structure in Salt Lake that, I don't remember what it was, but it was a granite structure, so you can imagine it wasn't tiny. And the granite was imported from China.
Man.
There's a whole fucking state. New Hampshire is the granite state. Doesn't he want to care about New Hampshire? It's a swing state. He could have just gotten it from them. He lives next door to it. He has one of his houses in New Hampshire. What a douche nozzleberg.
Totally, totally, totally a douche nozzleberg.
Welcome back, by the way, Lee. I don't know if you mentioned anything at the top, but Lee just got back from a prolonged, month-long surgery to replace his attitude and his care for this election, which at least now I think has entered sort of an absurdist zone of either the lies and distortion or Mitt just being an unmitigated disaster. He's approaching, I think he's just okay. He's going to blow a circuit soon, right? You know that. He's going to just lose his shit.
I think once he gets on this, gets done with his rainbow tour, which, by the way, is an Evita reference to all of our gay listeners, he's going to lose it when he realizes that Europe actually doesn't fucking like him.
Nobody likes him.
Huh?
Nobody likes him. It's when he realizes that nobody likes him that he's just going to fall apart.
I think everybody knows at this point that nobody likes Mitt Romney.
He doesn't know that. Or actually, you know what? Until recent events, and I'll stick with this, I thought that he was a pretty smart guy. And that, you know, he probably knows nobody likes him, but he doesn't give a fuck because he wants to get what he wants, which is the presidency. And now I'm starting to think he might actually be an idiot, which is an awesome irony because I think the reason he was chosen was because he wasn't an idiot foot in the mouth. God.
Well, I mean, Chris Christie's already saying, yeah, you know what, I'm thinking about running in 2016.
Right, exactly. Against, 2020.
Yeah, oh, man, I'm a big man. I know I'm not going to be alive 8 years from now.
But you know what, here's the thing. If 750,000 people cannot vote in Pennsylvania because of the laws, the voter ID laws, they can still win. So everybody gets purged from Florida. You know, that's the thing. You don't have to put up a good candidate if you count the votes and don't let other people vote.
Yep.
And other things, which are, you know, you used to have to wear a tinfoil hat to say shit like this, but it's real, dog. Ow. I don't know why I have to do it like that.
Wow. That was a good howl, by the way.
Thanks. I actually held back a little because somebody walked past.
So, I got to get Giselle, get online. Get on again. Giselle. How's the weather? really bad? Isn't this one of those derechos, or what are those things called? The same thing that blew the shit out of DC.
Yeah, I'm kind of psyched for all the stuff on my little tiny deck to blow and smash shit.
You know what it's like? You know what it's like, Giselle? It's kind of like, I don't know, some giant monster was attacking.
What would we do then?
What would that sound like?
Run! It's Godzilla!
You know what I haven't said in a while?
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to give up your latent racism now that you've gone corporate.
Yes. All of those words make baby Jeffers cry. latency, is that the same as flaccid? Listen, the point is, it's terrible. The weather's horrible. The Republicans are douche nozzles. There's a lot of bad voting. But more importantly, how goes your book revision, Lee? Are you going to make this happen?
Done.
Are thousands
you know
of
what?
Listeners going to buy it?
You know what? It features a little piece by the man right sitting across the nation with me right now, Jeff Chrysler.
You sure could have said you instead of all those words. I wasn't self-pimping. I actually just wanted to change the subject.
I'm going to pimp you out. And it also features a little piece by Liz Winstead.
Oh, you could have just said... Oh, you did. That was a simple effect.
Yes. So yeah.
Cool. And so you're re-releasing the book with some new sections related to this collection now that it's gotten specific. Although I will say your previous version of the book was very prescient about what this election would take.
I certainly had a great deal in there about it. I also just in one of those smug told you so kind of moods. I put into the book a tweet that I wrote on June 13th, 2011. There's no change in this. This is something I wrote on June 13th, 2011. It's, Christ, do we really have to live through the next 17 months until Obama beats Romney? Do we really have to go through this?
Lee, for the majority of America, I would say, congrats, you're very insightful, but for, you know, how hard was it to see that coming?
Are you kidding me? This is before we had Kane Mania and Gingrich
exactly. Go ahead and list them all.
And the point is, a case of the runny Santorums. I mean...
And the Bachmans of Eastwick. Yeah,
yes.
Listen.
Well, Bachman never actually became the top candidate. She never
Unless she won the Iowa Shuffle, which was nothing official, but that was the first.
Yeah, but she never, poll-wise, I mean, yes, she won the Iowa straw poll, but, you know, who the fuck cares?
The first poll she's gotten in that marriage. Hey, something that...
Man, you know what? You know what never gets old? You know what never gets old, Jeff?
Making fun of
Marcus Bachman.
Jeff?
That never, ever, ever gets old. Ever.
Well, here's the important thing. I don't think he's less of a person because of what may or may not be his hidden sexual proclivities. I don't think that affects his person at all. His worth as a human. And that's what separates me from the monkeys. And by monkey, I mean the creatures in that movie that had that James Franco guy that was around here near San Francisco, and they went into the woods, which is where all the Republicans live. See what I did there, Lee?
I think I did. I'm not 100% sure, but I think I did.
So, how's your summer going?
My summer?
I haven't seen you in a few weeks.
We just going to have a personal conversation here?
Well, do you want to talk about,
let's have a personal conversation. Really. Let's instead have a personal conversation.
A rational... Barack Obama wins 46 states. A country full of rational people. If England or any other country were voting in our election, it would be 65-35 if Romney does well. But we're not a rational country. We don't allow everybody to vote. It's going to be confusing. People like your niece believe what they're told in the school to tell them what they want to tell them. So it's going to be closer than it should be, but, you know, barring more outright fraud than even a cynical person could believe, Barack Obama should win. So
yeah,
we're done now.
But we both know that ain't happening.
I know. What, Barack Obama's not winning? Or?
No. That it's. I mean, again, I think it's going to be a. I think it's going to be a huge upset, and I'm not upset. I think it's going to be a huge margin of victory for Obama.
Yeah, well, I think the popular vote's going to be gigantor, and I think it's going to come down to, everybody's targeting these swing states and. You know, if a swing state or two is tipped by voter suppression or something else, that makes a difference. But I think the more people look at these candidates and start to think about what's gone on, which I'm going to give them credit, it's a no-brainer. I mean, even Republicans must love Barack Obama, like real Republicans, not the loons.
Are there non-loons left?
Yeah, some of them are kind of disquieted because they don't obsess about politics all the time. They're Republican, and they just kind of would love it if their party was like it used to be. I mean, fucking Obama's the right of Reagan, some ways, you know?
We know that. We know all that.
Yeah. So what? We're actually tonight on the show on the War Room, Jennifer Granholm on Current TV. You guys should tune in at 9 o'clock right here. We're talking to the guy that founded and runs Media Matters. And it's like we had a long
discussion. David Brock?
Yeah. And we had a long discussion today in our meeting about, like, Fox News and their success and what it is. And I'm like, we're wise? Duh. So our whole segment is just going to be everybody on the staff going, duh. And then I'm going to play with my fiddlestick.
Okay. So everything is obvious, right? Everything is totally, completely obvious.
To certain people, yes.
I mean, I love that the fact that I love that they're comparing the way that Romney has based his entire campaign around a deliberate lie about what President Obama said when he said, you know, you didn't build that.
Right. You didn't build those roads and bridges.
Right. You didn't build that. If you have a business, you didn't build that. Someone else built that. That they're comparing that to when the Obama campaign took Romney's line about I like to fire people who provide me services. The difference is that Romney was talking about actually firing people who provide him services.
Uh-huh.
Did that? Yes, it was in reference to insurance companies that didn't do their job. But he broadened it. He made it into, I like to fire people who provide me with services.
Yep.
I don't understand how that is comparative to taking something that is about something completely different and saying
because,
it means this.
Because what else is there to run on? Foreign policy, off the table. The economy... Yes, the economy is not doing well, but the Republicans are roadblocks, and Mitt Romney's plan is basically the George Bush plan, which in many ways got us here.
Right.
So, I mean, what is there? Obama is a more likable person. It's not like you've got a likable advantage. So it's basically like, you know, a matter of, like, when you're in an argument and somebody, like, you know, points out your grammar mistake or some crazy shit like that. Like, what is their, they got nothing. So
right.
They got to grasp onto every little straw and blow it up. And it's not even like, you know, the Swift boat attacks where they attack the string. Like, they're attacking a nothing.
Well, and then it's also like I'm sitting here and, like, you know, remember when the Bain stuff was out there? That seems like it was 20 years ago now, but it was just last week. And and it seemed like... And Romney kept citing independent fact-checking organizations like PolitiFact and, the Washington Post Pinocchio thing, you know, all said that Obama was exaggerating. Well, now PolitiFact has come out and said that Romney's spin on the Obama line, what Romney is saying, you didn't build that thing, that it's false. That
yeah.
it, I mean, he's it's being rated false.
Yeah.
And where's and of course we're not going to hear Romney, you know, back off saying, well, now the same people that once supported me now say I'm wrong. So and this is why I disappear for a while on this campaign, because the notion that we can even begin to criticize something in an objective way.
For fuck's sake, like we're stuck with these right wing lies and talking points.
There was something I read. I read about Romney said the other day that he made it seem like he said the guns in the Aurora, Colorado shooting were obtained illegally. What he meant was that, you know, building the explosives was done illegally. However, in a report about whether or not the guns were purchased illegally, the people that have say over that have said that the guns that James Holmes purchased were that was done legally, that those were completely legal purchases. However, this report, and I can't remember where I read it, I think it was at CNN.com, said allegedly bought legally.
Right. Well, because it's like the whole equal time, they have to give credence to the crazy. Somebody says the sky is blue, and somebody from another party says, "Yeah, I met a monkey."
I just thought that there is an authority that can declare whether or not something is legal. And
that's what's happened. It's a generational move to discredit all authority, from education to the media to the government.
It's not even discrediting the right authority. Is Newt Gingrich right? Is this just hippie relativism gone amok?
That's me reacting.
To something running amok?
Yeah, and that was, I don't know, I kind of lost it a little. I realized, even in San Francisco, I kind of looked that odd.
So,
hey, listen,
man,
we got a minute and a half.
I know.
I'm with you. We're back here talking.
We are. I miss you, man. I miss you so much.
I'll be home someday. We can, you know, maybe someday we'll go in the studio and do it live.
No, we're never doing that again.
It's going to be wiped out by the Dura Chihuahua or whatever, the Tasmanian Devil Storm.
Yes.
All right, Lee. Long lost. Here is a would you rather. Would you rather be a school teacher in the Louisiana public school system and need to keep your job so you couldn't mouth off or rock the boat? Or would you rather be Mitt Romney's small intestine?
Ooh, wow. No, I'm going to go with teacher. I can't. Yeah.
Sounds good. All right, well, let's kick that sound out of here, Giselle. This is Cheese on the Root. I'm Jeff Chrysler. Lee, take us out.
I'm Lee Papa, and I'm actually back on the air.
Okay.
And at least one of
Twitter
us is generally here every Thursday.
Yeah. All right, that's a great ending.
Yes. Cheese on the Root, Progressive Radio Network. We're moving forward, so don't get in our way.
Yeah.